Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We are talking with Bob Mata, defense attorney and host of Defense Diaries, about the Alec Murdaugh case. I'm very curious just to dive right in here, Bob. Love having you as a guest and get your insight into Alec on the stand. And how do you think he did?
I thought Alec did reasonably well. At the end of the day, that turned out to be kind of a mano-a-mano match between two attorneys. What struck me was that Waters really conducted it more as a direct examination than he did a cross-examination. What I mean by that is that, you know, on cross-examination, the entire point of it is to control the flow of information that's coming from the witness, in the sense that you use what they call leading questions, where you are controlling the witness's ability to be able to extrapolate or go on, you know, like what Murdaugh did, 10-minute, 15-minute narratives. Mm-hmm. Now, that is not what is supposed to happen on cross-examination, that you know, you ask questions that are leading in the sense that they are left with basically the only response being yes or no. Mm-hmm. That didn't happen at all. Like, yeah. I sat there just stunned that it went on for 6 hours that way. When it ended on the first day and it went into the second day, I'm like, all right, well, he's going to regroup. Somebody's got to, you know, make him aware that he is simply just not cross-examining the guy. It was like a direct where you would just ask him a question and he'd ask him a why question. You never ask a why question on cross, because that just allows the witness to tell a story, you know. Yeah. And storytelling is what happens on direct. That's where you just kind of ask a question and you let the witness go through, what their interpretation of what happened was. So, you know, in terms of that, I thought that Murdaugh really performed pretty well. As a matter of fact, if I was like gauging it and this is no, in no way, shape or form does this make me think that Murdaugh probably didn't do it. I'm leaning guilty on him. However, you know, that cross didn't really help in terms of like answering questions for me that are kind of the burning questions. I was surprised that he didn't dig into, you know, where did all that money go? Like, I'm just not buying the fact that he was spending $50,000 a week on pills. You know, oxycodone, yeah. Like street value of those is 15 to 30 bucks per pill.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, you do that math. That does not add up, you know, and he had every opportunity to be able to dig into him there. And, you know, the bottom line is Murdaugh probably lied about it, where the money was. But, you know, the question of where that money is, I think really would help the jury answer a lot of questions. So, you know, at the end of the day, I didn't think he destroyed himself on the stand, which I was anticipating. But I think that was thanks to Creighton Water not really grilling him the way that he could have.
What is this? Like, why was Creighton so, Creighton would sometimes act like he was angry or getting at him, but just some of the obvious questions were not asked. Is this just a reflection of Creighton's ability or what's going on here? Because it was very all over the board. It didn't feel like it had very much, you know, direction of where it was going. I think most people were shocked by just how weak of a cross it was.
Yeah, I was right there with him. You know, I didn't know. And, you know, I tweet quite a bit. And, you know, the kind of the pushback I was getting from, you know, and I'm tweeting as a defense attorney.
Yeah.
So you know, people tend to you know, want to argue with me in terms of, you know, again, thinking that I'm thinking that he's, you know, not guilty of it. And I'm in no way making that representation at all at this point. What I do as a defense attorney is I wait till all the witnesses are called and all the evidence is presented. And then I determine whether or not I think he's guilty or not.
Sure.
You know, we still have all the state's rebuttal witnesses, which today they said could be 4 to 6 witnesses. So, and rebuttal witnesses are very powerful. You know, and what I was getting from Twitter is a lot of the lay people were thinking, look, you know, he's letting him do all this talking in the hopes that he's, you know, he's going to shoot himself in the foot by just talking too much. That is a bad approach. I don't buy that. Like, I think it was a reflection on Waters' ability to be able to cross. And that's, you know, that's how you really judge a trial attorney.
Yeah.
Cross-examination is much more difficult than direct examination. Direct, you're basically just, you know, writing out your outline of questions and you're letting the witness take control, you know, of that particular examination. So in my estimation, it was just Waters was a little bit overmatched because as sleazy as Murdoch may be and as big of a liar as he may be, the guy can talk.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, he's been able to, you know, manipulate all these people his whole life. So whatever diagnosis that is, whether it's a sociopath or whatever, he knows how to work people. He knows how to make people trust him and believe him. It almost felt to me like Alec was damning himself more when his own defense was questioning him than when Waters was questioning him in some points.
I agree, man. You know, in the way that I would try to spin it, if I'm Creighton Waters during closing arguments, I'm going to say, look, you know, we all heard his testimony in terms of Alex Murdoch's testimony, and he was compelling. You know, like if I'm Waters, I'm saying he was compelling. He almost seemed believable. You know, and I just need you to remember that was a perfect example of just how manipulative he is. If you sat there as a juror and believed what he was saying, that's his superpower. He is able to do that. That's how he manipulates people. That's how he's done it his entire life. You know, don't believe the lie, because that is his greatest strength, is his ability to be able to lie without blinking. You know, so that's how I would try to spin it if I was Waters at closing, because, you know, a lot of the things that Murdoch was saying, like I was personally, I was like, wow, you know, I kind of believe him. You know, because like I keep telling people, I'm like, strip away, like pretend that we didn't know everything that we know about everything else that went on with like the financial crimes and the roadside shooting. Pretend that, strip that away.
Yeah.
And based on the evidence they have alone in terms of what they presented at trial, is that enough for you to convict them? You know, I mean, like,
yeah,
that's the question. I mean, it's like, and look, we all know it's a circumstantial case, obviously. You know, the question is how strong is the circumstantial evidence? It's basically, when you boil it down, if you strip away everything else, which obviously the jury's not going to be doing, you know, I mean, they do have that information. So this is kind of an exercise in futility, but, you know, it does help you look at whether or not the evidence is strong as to whether or not he committed murders. And it's basically boils down to mere presence, man. Like, he was there.
Yeah. You know,
he was there at least close in time to the shooting. And the one thing that has surprised me throughout the course of the defense's case in chief is the fact that they really have not been able to rebut the timeline in terms of when they were killed. Because remember, early on, you know, in openings especially, Harputlian made it seem as if, you know, they were going to be able to move this timeline into past 9/07 when Murdoch, we know, is already gone, you know, and it seems like that they, you know, during the course of the trial, basically relented to the fact that, look, you know, I don't think the jury's going to buy the fact that he was killed after Paul went silent on his phone and Maggie went silent on her phone. So it seems like they basically conceded that point, because I haven't seen anything that moves the time of death or the potential time of death any time past when Murdoch was gone, you know, so that closes the window for him in terms of, you know, I wasn't there when this took place, you know, so, and I just didn't see that. And it surprised me. And I think ultimately, if he ends up with, you know, being found guilty, that the video from Paul's phone is ultimately going to be the smoking gun.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
More to come with Bob. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss that here on our feed, wherever you're downloading your podcasts. Press subscribe and premium subscribe on Apple Podcasts if you're over there, and even get the show ad-free. Yes. Get access to all of our programs ad-free when you sign up over there. We do greatly appreciate that. You can follow me on Twitter at Tony B Pod. I am Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.